football on off the ball.
I think we've been consistent on our position that while our members and the association have made our position clear to UEFA about our sentiment of Israeli involvement in international football, that they're still entitled to play under UEFA regulations and therefore we will fulfil these fixtures.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls, Rugby Daily. With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome along to Monday's Rugby Daily. I'm David Wilson. Coming up today, we look ahead to a huge week in the Six Nations as Ireland get ready to welcome Wales to Dublin on Friday night. Alan Quinlan gives his thoughts on who could come into the Irish team, and the new Six Nations trophy is set to be in use after fire damage on its transit in Dublin. But first to Ireland's upcoming opponents, and uncapped utility forward Ryan Woodman has been added to Wales squad for their Six Nations tussle in Dublin on Friday, along with prop Kieran Asirati. The 22-year-old Woodman from Dragons comes in to replace Ospreys lock Rhys Davis and Scarlets back rower Tane Plumtree, who have both been ruled out for the remainder of the tournament through injury. Former Wales under-20s captain Woodman has previously trained with the senior squad. Cardiff tighthead Asirati is back after being named in the original squad for this year's competition, but withdrew when he picked up a calf injury just before the first match against England. Meanwhile, Wales fly half Sam Costello has been ruled out of the trip to face Ireland on Friday. Costello suffered an ankle injury in the second half of the 26-23 defeat by Scotland 9 days ago, but was retained in the Wales squad last week. The Scarlets number 10 is not fit to travel to Dublin, but could still be involved in the tournament finale against Italy on the 14th of March in Cardiff before they travel to Dublin, looking for their first win in 15 Six Nations games. He is set to be replaced by either Jared Evans or Dan Edwards, who was dropped against Scotland after starting the previous 7 matches. Wales head coach Steve Tandy will officially name his team on Wednesday. Meanwhile, Ireland yesterday called in Bundy Aki, Robbie Henshaw and Jimmy O'Brien to their squad, while Harry Byrne was ruled out with a concussion, and they trained today ahead of Friday's encounter at the Aviva Stadium. And on Monday morning's Off the Ball breakfast, former Munster and Ireland back row Alan Quinlan joined Ger Gilroy and Cullen Buhig, and the trio pondered who will start against the Welsh.
Yeah, give us your team, Gerard, and see.
Lukeman starts, and then I'm starting Keller and Clarkson, and I'm putting the other two on the bench. So Furlong, I'm just resting him, and I want to make sure that he's fit for the game against Scotland. Second row as it is, Nick Timoney comes in the back row. That's my only change there. 9 and 10 stay. I'm sticking Postlethwaite in at 13. I'm resting Gary Ringrose because I want him fit. Tommy O'Brien on the left wing. Some changes. A debut, a full debut.
Yeah, I wouldn't be against the front row changes. I think Kelleher could start for Dan Sheehan, but then, you know, Dan Sheehan probably is saying, I want to go again. I had a really good performance. Postlethwaite, I don't know. It's just, it's a very risky game.
It's the least risky game in that we're 26-point favourites.
I don't have a great feeling about this one in a sense of, like, we could win the game comfortably, or I just think it could be a bit of a dogfight. I think it's just about getting the job done here and winning the game. And the balance of what England did to Wales, right? So we should be winning by 20, 30 points if that's the case. But it's please don't clip that piece now and make sure you add this bit onto it in a sense of, I just think Wales have improved. I think they'll be more cohesive and they'll fancy their chances with frustrating and getting in Ireland's faces. And I won't say doing a job on them, but making it really difficult for Ireland.
And remember, to hear more conversations like that, you can listen to Off the Ball Breakfast each and every weekday morning from 7:30 on the Go Light app and on YouTube. Elsewhere in Six Nations news, Scotland loose forward Jack Dempsey could be back in action this weekend, much quicker than anticipated, after injury left his chances of playing in the rest of this year's competition in doubt. Dempsey suffered a bicep injury in Scotland's 31-20 victory over England at Murrayfield on the 14th of February and missed the 26-23 win away against Wales in Cardiff 1 week later. Scotland coach Gregor Townsend said the 31-year-old Dempsey was unlikely to play any further part in this year's Six Nations, where the team faced France at Murrayfield in the top-of-table clash on Saturday, and then complete their campaign away against Ireland on the 14th of March. However, Dempsey returned to training with Scotland on Friday. Dempsey, a former Australian international, has been a Scotland regular since his switch of allegiance in 2022 and played for them at the last Rugby World Cup in France. Elsewhere, England centre Ollie Lawrence appears unlikely to recover from a knee injury in time for Saturday's tie with Italy in Rome. Lawrence has been left out of a 36-man squad that will step up preparations for the Stadio Olimpico showdown, but will continue his rehabilitation at England's training base. The Bath player had an injection on the damaged joint last week, but now looks set to miss the penultimate assignment of the Six Nations. The same knee injury ruled him out of the first three rounds, and he only made his comeback in last Saturday's 42-21 demolition by Ireland. Tommy Freeman is the leading contender to replace him at outside centre, in a positional shift from the wing, with Henry Slade also an option. The Six Nations trophy is to be retired from ceremonial use after sustaining fire damage when its transit vehicle caught fire during round three of this year's tournament. An identical exhibition trophy is set to be used for the remainder of the championship, with a new one being commissioned in time for the 2027 Six Nations. The fire, reported to have taken place in Ireland, led to no injuries, but after assessment by the trophy manufacturer, it was concluded that it was unable to be returned to its full presentation standard. A new trophy will be commissioned in the same design as the original, with materials from the original being incorporated into the new trophy, ensuring its history is respectfully transferred to the new creation. A statement from the Six Nations read, "The now out-of-commission trophy was introduced in 2015 to mark the competition's evolution from five teams to six, although there has been six teams involved since 2000, with Ireland the first team to get their hands on the new prize." On this week's episode of Richie McCormick's Sliding Doors, centres on how Mikey Johnson could have swapped the English Midlands for the beaches of Rio de Janeiro. Yes, Republic of Ireland winger Mikey Johnson was on the verge of a move to one of the biggest clubs in Brazil, in Flamengo. But why did it fall by the wayside? Find out in this week's episode of Sliding Doors, coming to you free each and every Monday. Subscribe in your OTB football podcast feed to not miss an episode of Rishi McCormick's Sliding Doors. Tomorrow on the BBC, former England scrum half Ben Youngs dips into the question, how safe is it to play rugby? Youngs speaks to his former England teammate Lewis Moody, who went public with his motor neurone disease diagnosis last year, in a documentary airing on the British broadcaster on Tuesday evening. Moody won 71 caps for England, he toured with the Lions, and he won domestic and European titles as part of a notoriously hard-edged Leicester team. Through it all, Moody was famed for his full-throttle commitment, his disregard for pain and his endless appetite for collisions and close quarters combat, which earned him the nickname Mad Dog. Ahead of the England-Ireland game just over 10 days ago, our own Darris McNaughton caught up with Moody and asked him about his MND diagnosis and the reaction there has been to it.
Yeah, do you know what? It's I played in this game probably 6 years ago and did for a number of years, and coming back was awesome. Smelling the old deep heat in the change rooms and seeing some of the amount of strapping that was needed to pull these boys together. But yeah, wonderful to be here, feeling slightly overwhelmed by the amount of love and kindness and support that has been shown to me and my family. So yeah, it's just a cracking day, loving all the people just wandering around still.
I suppose that kind of manifests the support that you've received since last October, since you went public with the diagnosis, that you get to see people in person and how much people care about you and your story.
Yeah, it's really strange in the sense that you know, when you share something like that and it becomes public knowledge, everyone wants to show their support and their kindness and their love, and it becomes slightly overwhelming, and understanding how to sort of manage and handle all that kindness is difficult, and I find my emotions always just slightly under the surface, and not because of any sort of self-pity or, you know, anything like that, but more because of the gratitude that I feel to all the sort of love and kindness that is being shown to us. And people talk about the community and the rugby community in particular, but it really comes to the fore when you find yourself in a situation like this.
The last kind of 5-6 months, how would you sum them up? As you say, well, overwhelming is probably a good way to put it.
Yeah, I think that is the only way I can put it, really. You know, it's just it's an experience that you are unsure how to where you have no idea how you cope with until you're thrown into it, and then you start doing, and that's all we've been doing really since the moment we found out.
And that is available to listen back to in your OTB Rugby podcast feed now. That is about all we have time for on today's Rugby Daily. Remember, subscribe in your podcast feed now to not miss any of our rugby coverage ahead of the closing 2 weeks of the Six Nations. Mike Sherry will join Owen Sheehan on this evening's Monday Night Rugby. I'm David Wilson, and we'll be back with more tomorrow.
To listen to all of our rugby coverage, become a member by signing up at offtheball.com/join now.